Please be seated. You'll start sensing a theme throughout the service if you haven't already, so let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Is anyone else having a hard time praying right now? Feeling a bit disconnected from the divine? Feeling distant from any sense of peace, any sense of security, hopefulness, let alone praise for that matter? Has anyone felt like our words in our times of prayer are kind of like those nightmares when you feel like you're screaming but no actual sound is coming from our mouths? Because I've been feeling a lot of that lately. I've been feeling at times an emptiness in prayer, an uncertainty in words to say. I felt a hopelessness looking at our world and trying to figure out even what my role is in speaking up and out against the evils that are going on in our country and in our world. And a lot of the ways that I feel like I'm at a loss for words. Which is odd, because given 2 weeks ago I was on a retreat for the purposes of intensive and intentional prayer. Painting icons or writing icons, as the tradition is called, a tradition in spiritual practice from the ancient church that came out of the scripture in Colossians, naming Jesus as the icon or the image of God. That holy images are venerated, not worshiped, but they could become windows into heaven. By committing to write or paint an icon, I was committing to praying with every brushstroke, every dab of the bristles on the paper towel next to me to make sure that there was enough and yet not too much paint. Praying each time I went back to the board, usually the same spot over and over again until the thin layers of watered-down acrylic built up to the point where the light that shone that wasn't there before. Every brushstroke is a prayer. One of the essential tenets when painting an icon. Each breath I held as I tried to paint a straight line, each sigh I released as I attempted to bring my paintbrush in towards me on that straight line, every glance back and forth from the board, every time I stepped away and looked back, all is prayer. We prayed together before each painting session. That meant three times a day, we were together in community, chanting the words of various psalms, hearing words from scripture before returning to our panels, painting with spirits open and God as our focus as we created more windows into heaven. With each brushstroke, I prayed for family, for friends and loved ones, for strangers in detention centers, for our church and for churches. After all, 8 to 10 hours a day painting with the intention of being in a mind of prayer the entire time, even as a clergy person, felt a little daunting. And my mind eventually began to wander. And there were times I found myself saying, each brushstroke is supposed to be a prayer as I'm painting on the board, in lieu of actually lifting somebody up. But that scripture for that first crisp Monday morning told the story of God's promise to Isaac and to his descendants that they would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. God says to Isaac, go to the place that I will tell you. And then written on a half piece of paper I had in my class notebook from the year before, like a good student, sitting in the upper right-hand area of my table, came the words, the request, the petition, my prayer to God for that day and for that week. God, take me to the place that you will show me. I believe through the act of painting that I was praying even as my mind began to wander off, trying to live as fully engaged and present as I possibly could. And as the icon began to take form, every time I looked into the eyes of St. Mary of Egypt, whom we were painting, She, one of the desert mothers, I felt something far greater than myself pulling at my heart. I looked to her, and relaying her story of feeling distant from God, disconnected from community, and seeking the place where God would love and accept her for who she was, I began to pray for her and her journey, her life, and her love of God. And I prayed for myself, that God would take me to the place that God would show me. So, what is prayer? Seriously, what is it? A hard and fast definition, does anybody have one? Talking to God. This is the congregational participation portion of the program. So feel free to.
Trying to listen.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
Sometimes a petition.
Conversation.
Thanksgiving and gratitude.
Part of me in this moment doesn't necessarily have a solid definition for you. I don't have the right or correct words to say, or if words even need to be used at all. And if you aren't happy with that, I invite you to go ahead and sit and listen and let your mind wander, but I ask you to do so in a mind of prayer. As clergy, we are expected to have a deep and robust prayer life. Part of the covenantal vows we take during the act of ordination refer to a life immersed in the study and understanding of the scriptures we are called to preach from, live our lives by, and share those words with others. And yet prayers go unanswered. I think we all have experienced that at some point in our lives. And sometimes the answer that we get from God is no, which we also don't like hearing. And then sometimes even after rich and deep spiritual and, dare I say, mystical experiences with the divine, silence falls between us and our God. And sometimes we can become so obsessed with seeking out that ecstatic spiritual and mystical experience, chasing it like it's some far-off dream, and sometimes it feels like we're never able to attain it, if at all, or ever again. Prayer in this sense becomes somewhat individualistic. And while we may speak of journeying with God, it is not void of others who are doing the same thing. We are not walking this journey alone. We can feel disconnected ourselves, or as disconnected as others feel, dejected or rejected from the divine. Maybe we can have a sense of, but never truly know, the suffering that others feel, but we know the heaviness on our hearts, even when we can't know for sure what others may be feeling. And even those emotions that are not able to be captured by words, those too are prayers. And so the layers and layers of paint on that wood panel made subtle changes to the dimensionality of the board. But when you look from a distance, you don't see a whole lot of a difference. There's no cool 3D effects happening, even as we built up the paint on the board. But these changes, even as subtle as they may be, mean something significant to the overall composition. A little change can make a huge impact and difference in our lives. Much like the layers and layers of movements in our lives that might not seem like much in the moment or in hindsight, but they can be an incredibly drastic and significant difference and will change us with how and who we are in the world. I selected Be Thou My Vision, or as I learned it, Be Thou My Vision, as the second to last hymn for my ordination service. After hearing the words of ordination, presiding over the sacrament of communion for the first time as an ordained person, and hearing the charge from colleagues and friends, I was reminded of the words that ought to stand at the forefront of every prayer. Dear God, be thou my vision. This centering prayer, the word identified for the deity and the Christ that I believed in, that in all I see and do, all I say and do, that God be the lenses through which I encounter the world and the vocal cords through which I speak and that move me to speak. This is a reminder that I will need for the rest of my life. Because there have been plenty of times in my life where God has not been my center. God has not been my vision. And then in those moments when I meet God again, my soul is quieted, my mind opens up, and my heart fills with a love that is beyond comprehending, that I still have a hard time. So we pause. Long, slow, deep